Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
The power of words, what you say carries so much weight and it can mean so much. And you really want to be careful about what you say and looking further into the energy that words carry. We're going to talk with the fabulous Edith Nam. Hi, Edith.
Hi. How are you? I am so delighted to be able to introduce to your savvy listeners my latest audio CD. And I didn't give you a chance to say, how are you?
Well, we know how you are, Edith, but you know what? We're excited to have you on because, you know, I learned a long time ago the power of words. And a lot of the time, I'm not really conscious of the things that I'm saying. A lot of the time I am, but, you know, more often than not, I'm not. And I would love to hear, just introduce our audience to who you are and what you do so magnificently.
Oh, those words sent my smile mileage going way up high. I am an educator. I am a counselor. I am a specialized, certified handwriting analyst. I am a thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer survivor. I am an author of 7 books on stress management, and I am dedicated to sharing the specific, safe self-help strategies that it can empower anybody to survive and thrive in a stress-free world. And so the opportunity to introduce your audience to a journey to Miles of Smiles, health and wellness, it's a unique, ideal health plan to feel and look great from sunrise to sunset. It is the audio CD companion to the book that we spoke about on our last visit together, The Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. And I am excited about it because, yes, it is a reflection of the course that I give at Brooklyn College, the Brooklyn Lifelong Learning Experiences. And it is focusing on, if you were sitting in my class, which is A Journey to Miles of Smiles, Health and Wellness, you would be listening to the audio CD. And it's learning what's going on in your brain and body systems every second of your life. It's learning the right way to train your brain to drain the pain caused by emotional stress. I'm referring to feelings of anger, fear, and sadness. And it's learning how the power of words that you choose to use can positively or negatively affect your health and state of well-being. And understand,
Edith, how did you come to this way of thinking?
How did I come to it? Well, I have always been interested in the power of words. I say 72 years. And when I say 72 years, eyebrows may rise. When I was in high school, terrific high school, Erasmus Hall, I learned the power of words, and I have had fun ever since. When I say 72 years, it figures because I was 89 last Thanksgiving Day. And
wow.
There was nothing more than I wanted to do was to teach words, language, because they have such emotional power and people are not aware of it. So it's been with me. And, of course, it was manifested in when I was teaching English and language arts, when I was a guidance counselor in a junior high. I'm emphasizing those words because there's a lot of dramatic incidents that have taken place those years, putting it mildly. And then when I never thought I'd retire, but when I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer at the age of 64, and I was the only counselor, I figured that it was time to retire, and it gave me an opportunity to explore my 50 years of interest in handwriting analysis, and I became certified as a specialized, as I said, handwriting analyst, and I discovered the full meaning of what goes on in your brain. And this has fascinated me, and I'm still passionate about it, and this is what I have been doing for the last over 20 years.
So, Edith, tell us a little bit. We only have maybe about 3 minutes left. Tell us a little bit about what does go on. So if somebody says a negative word, so just an example, somebody says a negative word, how does that impact them emotionally or positive?
Well, you see, we have an autonomic nervous system, and that autonomic nervous system is constantly in touch with the brain, who is in charge of all your functioning. And when you are feeling mad, sad, and scared, it notifies the sympathetic nervous system. There's a threat, there's to safety, and that goes into action. And if you are mad, sad, and scared, you are functioning on stressful hormones. Others shut down. That is what is shown in the book. If you are calm, cool, and collected and feeling great, it contacts the parasympathetic. So in your brain, there are two programs, and you're the programmer to your magnificent dynamic computer. And what it says is you're either on PEP, positive energy power, or you're on TNT. If you're using no, not, never, and start to realize how many times a day you say it, you can change. I have no choice. Forget the no. Reduce the number of times you say no. And what have you left? I have choice. That immediately puts you on to PEP, where you will find what it is that you can change, what you can control, what you can affect in your actions, your behavior, and your relationships. If you continue to be on short-term emergency sympathetic, you are destined to fail, because you are overextending stressful hormones. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, completely. You know, Edith, even the simple power of a smile, and I know that you founded Share a Smile, and that's incredible. That makes such a difference, right? Just seeing someone smile at you is huge.
Yes, not only that, but the power of a smile. Taking the letters of the words, the message, S stands for it sends your self-esteem soaring. M, it makes frowns disappear. I, it inspires imagination. L, it leads to lots of laughter. E, it energizes every single cell in your brain and your body. And it's a universal symbol for kindness. And I go for one further. If you smile doodling, you're relieving emotional stress and physical tension. Take the letter O, capital letter O, capital letter K. That's the word okay. That's good. Put two dots and a curve in the letter O, and you've got two dots and a curve,
smile.
A smile, and you're headed for miles of smiles.
We love it, Edith. Well, thank you. You're such a ray of sunshine. Thank you so much for being on our show today. Unfortunately, we're out of time. Lisa, where does the time go? You can learn more about Edith at enamm.com. That's E-N-A-M-M.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.